Ever feel like everyone was working against you?
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
You know we've got your back. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Say hallelujah. Say amen.
Lay your hands on the radio.
The revival meeting from the city that invented America, and we continue to pay the price for that ignominy. Charlottesville, Virginia, and the gaslit streets thereof. Joining us on the Newsmakers line, Congressman Ben Klein, Virginia's 6th District. I could probably spend an hour just asking you how things have been going in the Committee of the Judiciary over the last month, Ben. But how are you doing this morning, sir?
Oh, well, it's good, but, you know, judiciary is on a recycle repeat of just trying to gin up charges against President Trump, trying to make sure, you know, that they keep him from getting reelected, but the American people are too smart for that.
I think you need to keep inviting AG Barr up to testify because, number one, he's my new hero. I mean, I love you, Ben, but man, watching AG Barr spar with Roz, Chairman Nadler, was just priceless. Worth the time it took me to watch it. Thank you guys for doing what you do. You have been effusive with bills regarding reforming the way Washington works. I don't know if you watch much TV. One of my guilty pleasures is this. It used to be a Facebook series. Now it's an HBO series called The Swamp. Thomas Massey, Tom Garrett was part of it until I guess people didn't like his participation in it. I watch it and I'm reading some of your bills, the Smart Government Act, the Lobbying Disclosure Reform Act, and the 48-hour bill resolution. It sounds like you're going to ruin this guy's documentary. You're going to fix all the problems they're pointing out.
Well, I came to Washington. I got sent there to get things done. And even with Nancy Pelosi as speaker, that shouldn't stop us from at least articulating what is wrong with the system and what we want to change. And even though she blocks our bills for the time being, hopefully we can get enough people to elect a majority who want that change, and we'll take these ideas and run with them. They're ideas that I got passed and threw into some of them into law and into policy in the state level. And even though the state is going to hell in a handbasket under the Democratic leadership in the state house, and we can talk about that if you want. I've always been proud to be a former member of the Virginia House of Delegates, but yesterday, with their antics, their anti-transparency, hide the ball, you don't have to read it to vote on it antics. You can vote from home and collect your paycheck. That's the kind of Washington ridiculousness that I've been fighting against this year, and to see it happen in Richmond just is embarrassing and saddening.
You know, it's funny. I remember distinctly there was this fellow named Ken was running for governor once that warned us if the election in 2013 went the wrong way, D.C.-style politics would come to Richmond. It seems like he may have been right. I may have to call him. I think he was at Homeland Security these days. So your bills, I mean, these reforming Washington bills, the three that you put out, I mean, these are truly bipartisan. Dean Phillips is a Minnesota Democrat.
That's right. You know, there are a few Democrats that want to work for the same types of reforms, and Dean Phillips is one of them. And, you know, that was how we spent our first year in office, getting to know each other and finding out who you can work with and who you can't. So on the Judiciary Committee, you know, you've got people who are just impossible to work with, but a few in the Democratic caucus who you can work with, and Dean Phillips is one of them. A bill dealing with the actual bureaucracy, mm-hmm. Trying to streamline that through the consolidation of data centers. You know, we're doing so much online and in data form now, mm-hmm. instead of in paper form. Trying to consolidate data centers is going to save us a lot of money. Trying to reform the way that the swamp works by shining a little sunlight into the lobbyist nest there on K Street and forcing them to register when they just try and get around the rules and lobby part-time, they still need to register if they're taking money to try and affect the laws. And then a 48-hour bill review with some teeth. And that's something we did in Richmond I was proud of. We made sure that you could read the budget. And it's for the citizens as much as it's for us. I mean, yes, we want 2 days to be able to read the bill, but it's also so that they can put it online and folks back home can read it. And when there are thousands of pairs of eyes looking at bills, that's much more effective than just us trying to catch everything that the Democrats are trying to hide in these bills. So that 48-hour review is a good reform to Washington that needs to happen.
Well, you talk about especially compelling is the lobbying reform. We're visiting with Congressman Ben Klein, Virginia 6th, and the power of the lobbyist. But there also seems to be a complicity. Nancy Pelosi has her price list for people to get on to, committee assignments. And I understand building the party, but doesn't that inherently make the party more powerful than the person?
Right, and that's her goal. Her goal is to reduce the power of individual members like AOC and others so that she can have it and her leadership can have all the power. And I will admit that this is not a Democrat and not Republican thing. Newt Gingrich did the same thing when he came into power. He consolidated it all, took the power away from the committee chairman, and consolidated it in the speakership. And that's something we need to reverse and bring back out to the committee chairman and the leaders in the party so that we can spread it out, and that way it's decentralized and return more to the people.
Anything we can do towards that, and we see it in Richmond as well, Ben, in that esteemed body that you served so well in for years as well. We have to run up into the news here coming up. Can I hang on to you for a little while after the news?
Absolutely. Glad to stick around.
All right. Congressman Ben Klein, a series of acts. We're going to post a link to the Smart Government Act, the Lobbying Disclosure Reform Act, and the 48-hour bill resolution in the House of Representatives. We'll see where it goes from there.
Craft brewed locally every morning starting at 5 with me, Joe Thomas, Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHE. Yeah.
Visiting with Congressman Ben Klein, trying to do his part on draining the swamp, trying to get some transparency, lobbying, disclosure reform, smart government, reducing some of the bureaucratic size and 48-hour bill review. And I'm not going to harp on the fact that you're working with this Minnesota Democrat, Dean Phillips, but it is illuminative to me, this is what we need. When you're trying to govern, you need people to listen to each other, talk with each other, and find the right answers. Because I think part of what's gotten so many people frustrated, whether it be President Trump's supporters or probably even some of the folks out, rioting in Portland, are the fact that they feel like, government has just been whoever, is the party in power gets all the goodies.
That's right, Joe. And for years, the majority has operated by just muscling through a one-sided partisan agenda. And you've seen most of the bills that the House has passed this year have been very partisan bills. Mm-hmm. They haven't reached out to the Republicans to work on them. And you could ranging from election reform to voting reform to you name it. But behind the scenes, the freshmen, towards the center of the aisle there on the floor is where Democrats and Republicans sit who want to reach across the aisle. And we just kind of talk about how things are going and what needs to happen. And with Dean Phillips, we've just been able to find areas to work together. And I've been able to do that with several other Democrats, and that's why I've been able to be productive this legislative cycle.
I know your particular this cadre of bills doesn't get into it, but with Minnesota being sort of the flashpoint of this whole dismantle the police movement, which I believe has finally manifested in this last week or so with the Black Lives Matter protesters admitting it's about getting rid of private property ownership, reclaiming neighborhoods. We have a protester in Portland just yesterday or over the weekend yelling at a homeowner, "Get out of your house and give it to us." I'm sure this comes up in conversation between you guys. As a Minnesota congressman, no matter what his party, he's got to be frustrated with this stuff.
Yeah, we look at what's happening in Minneapolis, and he comments on what's happening in Richmond.
Yeah.
And it's disconcerting to see the descent into violence and the takeover of what should be peaceful protests. And we both respect the First Amendment, but it's been hijacked too often by forces that want to sow division and chaos and violence. And so we both want to work to resolve problems without violence, without the chaos of what we're seeing in the streets of Seattle and Portland. And so, I've always said that you have to lead by example. If you want to have more or less violence and just more rhetoric that is responsible and focused on addressing problems, then you have to set an example yourself.
So now, one of the things that I find, and you mentioned the Virginia General Assembly and this mysterious instant Senate reform bill that just appeared. Nobody knew anything about it, and it gets voted on and passed. Nobody even saw it yesterday about criminal justice reform, and nobody got to read it. The Senate Republicans, Bryce Reeves was on Lewis yesterday, didn't know anything about it before it got out. So it's just amazing.
Insanity. And they're using the pandemic to push these rules changes and suspension of the rules through so that for the first time in 400 years, these delegates in the House of Delegates are going to be able to sit in their living rooms, walk to their office in their house, 20 feet away, vote on a computer, and collect their per diem from the taxpayers.
It's amazing.
It's ridiculous. They're doing it in Washington. We've got Democrats voting in Washington from vacation boats out on the water and making a mockery of the debate and the legislative process. And it seems like Virginia is devolving into the same pitiful situation.
Congressman Ben Klein, you mentioned committees. In the General Assembly, it's just gobsmacking to me that you can have two bodies that are so evenly divided, where the majority is a couple of seats in the House, is one seat in the Senate, yet the committees are 9-4, just overwhelmingly partisan. How do we fix that behind this? Because you talk about transparency. I think people are like, well, how did this bill not get a hearing on the floor? Or how did it get killed in committee? I think some of that stuff is what Americans feel like is intransparent as well.
Well, the Democrats' majorities in the state House and the state Senate are terrified of their moderates. So they have thrown away what Republicans held precious, which is proportional representation on the committees. Morgan Griffith was a great champion and caught a lot of flack from Republicans when we were in the majority and we held a 55% majority. The majorities on the committees were 55%. And that meant some close votes. And that meant when one Republican or two Republicans wanted to go with the Democrats to get stuff done, they were able to do that. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. But the Democrats are terrified of their moderates because they know that the moderates have some good ideas that prevent the Democrats from consolidating their power and cementing in their majorities. And so they've sidelined them, and they're going to prevent them from putting forward those good ideas and actually prevent Republicans from having any influence in the process. And that's just a sad state of affairs right now.
So who's taking a bigger risk in Congress with leadership, you or Dean Phillips? Is Nancy Pelosi going to bring that big gavel down on his legislative hands, or has Kevin McCarthy called you out behind the California woodshed?
No, I think most Republicans are supportive of these types of reforms. We support transparency. We support lobbying reform. What you're seeing is Dean Phillips normally would catch flack from Speaker Pelosi, but because he's in a district that votes for Trump, he's being given a pass, and he knows that those Trump voters want this kind of thing and want to see these kinds of reforms, so he's pushing them. I'm proud of him. proud to work with him, and I'm hoping that maybe Nancy will give Dean Phillips a couple of bills and let him pass just so that he can get those notches in his belt. Ooh. And just because there's a Republican leading on a couple of them, maybe she's let me have a couple of bills pass in the past, so maybe she'll continue to do that.
Well, but this highlights, September 18th, early voting begins inexplicably, Ben. We start voting, and whether it's the U.S. Postal Service or not, I've been doing this for 33 years. The Postal Service having issues is not new, and they're acting like it just got created today. But it makes this November very important, and I appreciate your visit and sticking around through the news. And have a great morning, and good luck with getting these things passed.
Thanks, Joe. We'll keep on working for the people and keep on coming on your show to tell them about it.
I appreciate it. Congressman Ben Klein there. Diamond and Silk next.
The original social media. Call Joe Thomas in the morning on anything.
What Marcellus Wallace looks like.
Really?
What?
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.